Parshat Noach. Eile toldot Noach. Noach is tzadik, tamim haya bedorotav. Et Elohim italech Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Noach was a righteous man. He was perfect in his generation. Noach walked with God. As an aside, these are the generations. What does it mean by generations? Does it mean what happened in the generation of Noach? Or is it an introduction to what we have in the next pasuk of the children of Noach? In other words, we could understand this to mean the way that Noach acted in his generation, that impacts upon future generations. But we have here the Rashi bringing the Medrash that is so profound, it seems so simple, but so profound, that calling Noach the tzaddik midorotav in his generations, Rashi says, Yesh merabotein doshin otal shevach. Some of the rabbis say this means very special about Noach, because kol shekein shilei bedor tzadikim, dor tzadikim yat tzadik yoter. There would be the influence, the environment. Here Noach is in a dor of rishoyim, and yet he's a tzadik, he's a tomim. Yet alehim italech Noach. He goes with God. So imagine if he would have a different environment, a better environment, he'd be much more greater. And the other side, Yesh Doshin Otoli Kanai, no, that's so great, Moshe Noach. His generation, he was great. But if he would have been in a generation of Gedolim, of great tzaddikim, other tzaddikim, he would be in the back of the class. He wouldn't be very special. The educational system, Jewish educational system, has changed so radically from the time that I began going to what they call yeshiva ktana, to elementary yeshiva, until what's happening today. It's not so much the situation in what we call out of town, where every day school or yeshiva high school, boys or girls, are hungry for the challenge of accepting a Jewish child into their school and to be able to nurture him and being close. But once you get into the large cities, the large communities, the very large ones, there's a whole different situation. Situation is how the child will impact upon the environment. Is he suited for this environment? Is this school good for him? Is the other school better for him? And is it good for the school? It's not good for the school. All different types of shakla v'tayah is going back, and not just the child wants to come into our school, let's take him in. And we'll work with him and do what we can. And then, of course, you have the child that becomes sometimes problematic. Let's talk very simple in behavior. What do you do with a child? Do you ask the child to leave the school? Go find yourself another place and throw him into the streets? And there is a vast difference of opinion of mechanchim and gdolim. The Chazonish's approach was you can't throw a child out. You have to judge the question of asking a child who's not up to par in school to leave the yeshiva. You're throwing him out to the streets. It's a question of pikuach nefesh. His life is in danger. You can't just take it flippant. Does he impact on other people? How bad does he impact? Do they realize there's something, the other students, they realize there's something wrong with this child? So on and so on and so forth. And that's what Noach, according to Rashi, is being judged by. If he would have been in a better yeshiva, in a better environment, he would have been greater. No, maybe not. Maybe it remained the same. And just the opposite, other people will shine greater. But we have to flip this issue over, because there's another question, and it's a question that should bother each and every one of us. And it does. But we have no way of controlling it. And that is the question of the yeshiva, the mechanchim, the menalim, the rosh yeshivas. What do they want? Is it number one, the question of what is good for this Talmud? Can we in the yeshiva service this Talmud to make him into a Ben Torah, to make him into an Erlich Yid, maybe to make him into a Talmud Chochem? Or am I worried about myself, my reputation? Do I want to be able to go around that I have been able to build a yeshiva where I attract the best Talmidim, the Ge'enim, the future Manhigim and Torah? And it reflects upon me, and I'm number one, I'm center stage. And that is a tragedy. Because we're here to be mashpia upon the Talmidim. And it goes wild if you talk in the yeshiva gedolas. I'm not sure so much what goes on in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, there are yeshivas that pride themselves. You should know that in our yeshiva, we make sure that our Talmidim get the best shiduchim in the world. Send your child to us, and we'll make sure that he's learning by us 5 years. He's going to end up with the best shiduchim. Kri, what does it mean, the best shiduchim? Either the biggest yichis or the biggest bankrollers, the most wealthy. Are you interested in building yeshiva that's going to serve Torah and Yiddishkeit? Are you going to make a boy or a girl, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav et Elohim italich Noach? That's what we should look for. That was what we should consider number one in our lives. A boy comes, a girl comes, that wants to be korov to Torah, to dedicate a life for a year in our institution, in our yeshiva, in our school, whatever it might be. We have to go ahead and do all we can to make that child into a Tomi Maya Bidorotav et Elohim Italich Noach. That's our responsibility. That's our goal.